Welcome everyone to my presentation about application-centric deployment with Forman and Catello. My name is Bernhard Suttner and I'm leading the software development department at ATIX. ATIX is a company located in Munich and it helps customers to run Linux-based data centers and to do automation. So if you need to run Docker containers, we help customers to use tools like Red Hat OpenShift, SUSE CaaS platform, Rancher, or Kubernetes. If they need to use a configuration management tool, we help them to use tools like SaltStack, Ansible, or Puppet. And we are creating our own product called Ocarina. Ocarina is a tool based on Forman and Catello. I will tell you a lot of more things about Forman and Catello later on. In summary, Ocarina can deploy, run, and control your data center, your infrastructure, and your hosts. The target of Ocarina is to be independent from manufacturers. So whatever operating system a customer wants to use, we help them to deploy hosts and to manage these hosts, for example, on SLAS or on Debian or on Ubuntu. We don't tell the customer you need to use Ansible or Puppet. The customer should free in his choice to select the preferred configuration management system. So we try to do a lot of automation because we think manual work is a bug, or it is often a bug if I do manual steps. Therefore, we try that customers are able to automate things. And one of the preferred tools we help them is Forman. The Forman project was initiated by Ohad Levy in 2009. The Forman project is based on Ruby on Rails, and currently the user interface is moving towards React and JavaScript. Previously it was Puppet ENC, so it can store variables which then can be used on the Puppet module side. It can show reports and facts. Forman is also a platform, so it can be extended with plugins. Like plugins for different compute resources, like OVIRT or Microsoft Azure. So if you want to deploy hosts, the first thing what you need to do is to choose the operating system. And Forman supports a lot of them, like Oracle or Red Hat, Debian, SUSE. If you have configured that, you want to deploy that operating system on a host. And now you need to choose, should it be a bare metal server, or should it be a virtual machine, maybe on Proxmox, or maybe on OVIRT, or on VMware? Or should it be even deployed on a cloud service like Microsoft Azure or the Amazon Cloud?